The Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs is planning to introduce a four-day working week, with the government reimbursing companies for the salaries of those who will be out of work due to the lack of business. The measure is expected to prevent hikes in unemployment and save funds on unemployment benefits. The system will provide support for firms that meet certain requirements, such as no debts towards the state and good outlooks for the future. The plan is not expected to be launched before mid-2010, as several laws need to be amended.
Czech building output fell by 4.8% year-on-year in the first half of 2009. That's according to government figures released on Wednesday. Construction dropped by 11.7%, while civil engineering registered a rise of 16.4%. The number of building permits issued in the first half of this year fell by 7.7%, while their volume dropped by 4.9% year-on-year. The estimated drop in construction output for the whole of 2009 isn't expected to exceed 10%.
In related news, the Czech Statistical Office said on Wednesday that construction work on nearly 10,000 new flats started in the second quarter of this year, which represents a decrease of 21.2% year-on-year. The largest number of dwellings on which construction work started in the second quarter was recorded for flats in apartment houses, whose number totaled over 5,000, a decrease of 20% compared to the previous year.
This week, Moody's Investors Service downgraded the crown deposit ratings of the country's largest banks. That's ČSOB, Česká spořitelna and Komerční banka, from AA3 to A1. Moody's expects that in the event of a deeper crisis, the Czech National Bank or the state wouldn't be able to help these banks due to the poor state of public finances. The agency therefore downgraded the bank's crown deposit ratings to the level of Czech state bonds.
Doctors treated over 65,000 foreigners in 2008 from the European Union and other countries with which the Czech Republic signed an agreement on social security, which is 5,400 more than in 2007, according to data released by the Center for International Reimbursements on Wednesday. The total cost of the treatment reached 337 million crowns, or nearly $19 million, compared to 262 million crowns, or over $14 million in the previous year. Under EU healthcare rules, Czech health insurance companies first cover the costs and then get reimbursement from the patient's home countries. The numbers do not include foreign patients from Russia, Ukraine, the United States and other countries who are not part of the system and have to get insured with commercial health insurance companies.